We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now? Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Right. Exactly.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
And the latest challenge involves condoms.
Plus, does any parent want to see their child with a rolled-up $100 bill, even if the product is drug-free?
But who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes his skatey?
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
Here we go. It's a Friday at noon.
Why else would you wear a wig, for God's sakes?
Seems obvious.
I mean, why even ask the dumb question, sir?
Please.
Why do it?
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
Yeah.
Although seems he did so have a long pause. To me.
He did.
A little like Brady talking about the offense.
Very similar. He's trying to piece it together. He's like, I got to choose my words very carefully here. But it's a noon 30 on a Friday. That means it's time for our week in review. And let's go back to Monday first here, Dale and
not
Andy.
Friday? You're not going back to
no, there's
last
no
Friday?
Andy Hart. There's no Andy Hart in here. There's no
people
Andy
aren't
Hart
happy.
In here.
Oh, no.
But as
people
you know,
happy.
One of our producers, Chris Scheim, some have called him the songbird of a generation.
No, only one.
He's got honey in his voice.
Only one said that, too.
Well, we put it to the test this week.
And it
week.
Isn't even Chris Scheim's parents, for God's sake.
No, it's me. I'm very high on Scheim singing. Now, we put it to the test because Daron Harmon, who's one of our Monday guests, he put on a great charity event, and it involved karaoke a week ago. A lot of the Patriots were there. Thanks to Instagram, we heard some of them. Some were very good.
Some
were
not so much.
Maybe less good. But that's going to happen. But they were having fun, and they were raising money, and all that was very good. So we asked Daron Harmon to listen to a sample of Chris Scheim and then give us a letter grade of what he thought Scheim sounds like.
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders while chasing the clouds away.
All right, I'm not sure about the musical selection.
I like the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You've heard a lot of karaoke. Right. If you just had to give him a letter grade, and don't worry about hurting his feelings, yeah. Right, he can take it. What would you say?
D minus. He only didn't get an F because of his effort.
He did have the effort, right? Yeah,
the
he
effort.
Tried.
So, I give a D minus.
Which you couldn't,
ouch.
Because it's radio, he was laughing through the entire thing.
Oh, he always does.
Harmon
was.
That's
Scheim's problem.
Well,
he laughs
Scheim
when he
too.
Sings.
But Daron Harmon started laughing.
Oh, he loved it.
At the first note and laughed through the entire thing.
I think the grade was overly harsh.
You think it's better than a D minus?
Yeah. Like, I've heard some really
bad
singing.
Right, that's
singing.
What I'm saying.
Well,
like,
it would have been better if he had, I don't know, surrounded the right note at some point
Dale.
During the course of the performance.
Who are you?
He dove in head first.
What are you, Kelly Clarkson all of a sudden?
I think you get a full letter grade for owning it, diving in head
first.
Yes,
confidence.
Right?
Yes. You start out with like a
yes.
C minimum.
That's like putting your name on the SATs. You
yes.
got some points there.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
He can take it. What would you say?
D minus.
Oh, he's just being mean.
It was a little mean.
Yeah, Daron Harmon's
yeah,
so mean.
No. Yeah, he's
big bully that he is.
The next day was Karaoke Tuesday,
of course,
as we have on the show.
Obviously.
And a lot of people were wondering, would Chris Scheim ever sing again? After getting a D minus by Patriots safety Daron Harmon, would he be too nervous or would he come out swinging on Tuesday?
Sha la 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 la, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Down at the New Amsterdam, staring at this yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with this black-haired flamenco dancer, and yeah, she knows she plays the guitar well.
I don't know what Daron would have given him there. I'm guessing maybe not a D-minus, though. That's all right, Scheim, again.
He might have gone just a half grade lower.
I don't think you realize that...
Is there a retest?
The range on that song much more overwhelming than maybe you anticipated.
Real tough one. Yeah. I undervalued that a
outside
lot.
Of
Free
your
Scout was a little shy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I might stick to boy bands a little bit more. I was pretty good with Backstreet Boys.
Yep. That was. You do need a video accompaniment, though, because
yeah,
100%. Really
I think on a show. He's a showman. A mic on a cord so that I can kind of walk around in the studio and be with you guys a little bit more.
Now, will you be bringing this to the Payday podcast? Any aspect of your singing and entertaining?
We already
skill?
Did it, but clearly you didn't listen.
Clearly, so.
We actually sing before every episode, and then we cut it and we put it at the end of the episode. You have to stick around for the show.
How about that?
This week in our maiden voyage, we sang "The Fray" with Mutt. It was great.
Mutt sang too.
Mutt started.
We'll pick that up.
Mutt play
the
trombone,
time.
Actually.
Excuse me?
We
oh,
sang.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Well, what's Mutt doing?
On Wednesday. Actually, no, it wasn't Wednesday this week. It was a Tuesday that Tom Brady held his press conference of this week, or might have even been Monday, actually, because the week
Tuesday.
Was all screwy.
Tuesday.
But, of course, he was asked about the young tight ends.
Yes.
And he was like, a what now? He's like, have they improved? Excuse me? And then he says, I'm just the quarterback. I got to play with whoever's out there on the field. So I know Fitzy normally does the Tom Brady translator.
Yes.
But it wasn't available to us, so I had to do the translation to Brady talking about the tight ends.
Uh-oh.
Ryan Izzo sucks. Matt Lacoste sucks. I went from having the best tight end in football to the worst tight ends in football. These guys are not getting better. It doesn't matter how many practices we have. They're awful. I cannot rely on those guys. The corpse of Benjamin Watson would have been better than either one of these guys any day of the week, even this Thursday against the Giants. I don't want these guys on the team anymore. We need to upgrade the tight end position.
And I think they're trying and...
Wow.
That kid, I don't know who asked the question, like three times. Are you comfortable with the tight ends? Are they improving? He's like, I'm just the quarterback. Oh, no, but have they improved? They're trying. They're not.
That was the Brady translator.
He said a lot in a little there. The translation was really wordy compared to what Brady actually said.
Yeah, because sometimes just a few words by Brady could really equal several words from somebody else.
I actually felt a little bad for Ryan Izzo in particular after that Brady comment. Because I felt like it was one of those things where, you know, friends are texting you, hey, Brady's talking about you in his weekly press conference. That's pretty cool. And then he goes and listens and goes,
oh,
I'm trying.
No,
that's all I freaking get.
I'm trying. And like, what do you want me to do? I'm the quarterback. Whoever's there is who I got to play with.
Right.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, not exactly a glowing recommendation.
Well, if you out there driving around think you're a Patriots fan, you may not be compared to one Jermaine Wiggins.
If my kid was playing for the Giants, I would not root for the Giants. I might root for my kid to do well.
Yeah,
but
have
I
a nice game.
Have
know,
a good game,
you,
but I want to see the Patriots win.
If your kid was playing against the Patriots in a Super Bowl, you wouldn't want your kid to win a Super Bowl?
No.
Oh, Wiggy.
I'd want him to go out there.
You got family issues.
I want him to have a ton of, if he's on offense, a ton of catches, defense, a ton of sacks.
Wouldn't want your kid to get a ring?
Not against my Patriots.
Yeah, against somebody else.
Somebody else, sure, fine.
Yeah.
I played for the Carolina Panthers against the Patriots.
And you were rooting for the Pats.
And I was rooting for the Pats.
When you were playing for the Panthers. Yeah. You've got to admit that's a little weird.
That's incredible. Think? Does Steve Smith know about this?
He might not. He probably knows now.
So Jake DeLone when know we that lost, when so we, when John Casey kicked the ball out of bounds.
A little
like,
piece of me that said.
Nice.
You know? Hey,
give another Super Bowl.
If we're going to lose, I don't mind losing to the Pats.
I'm pushing the BS button on almost all of that.
I don't buy it. There's no way.
That's way too much.
He's the most selfish individual on the planet. I mean, the guy who spent the morning show this morning telling everybody how they should parent and that PBS shouldn't be teaching your kids, I'll decide how to, is saying he's the most selfish person because he's basically saying he's looking out for his own needs and his own desires.
For the Pats, though, there's 53 guys
over
your
over his kid. He might as well just steal the food off his kid's plate and say, "I want that. That's for me."
I couldn't do it.
That's ridiculous.
When my daughter's kicking for the Saints in 20 years, I'll be rooting for her.
Come on, honey, let's go.
So it's like if Wiggy and his kid are in front of a train, and it's can I push my kid out of the way, but I'm going to die, or do I just jump out of the way? He would jump out of the way.
I don't think the train has anything to do.
Picking himself over the child at all times.
We took a lot of calls this week, and a lot of them asked some pretty good questions, but none better.
A lot did?
I don't know, Dale. It's the setup.
One?
It's
he just read the script.
It's the setup. This is what they handed me. The setup. This is no question better than Scott and Weymouth.
The Bruins are in Vegas tonight, my only question is, why aren't I there? Are you kidding me?
It's an existential
How
question.
How are we supposed to possibly answer?
Why am I not there?
Get a flight.
You didn't
fly out.
Go.
I don't know.
What, did he think they were going to bring him with them?
I don't know.
Yeah, why weren't you there? You should have been lobbying for a junket for the.
They leave him at home.
Let's do the live. Let's do a show live out in Vegas.
They leave him here
right in front of the Bellagio fountains. Dale Arnold, yeah, Nesson.
Yes, yesterday Steve Diassi was on the show, and former linebacker Bill Romanowski's name was mentioned, and so we thought maybe we'd ask Steve.
Fellow Eagle linebacker.
I was
going to
say, what do you think of Bill Romanowski, Steve?
Bill's a great player.
That was it.
That.
And there ends the discussion.
I can confirm that employee did work here for a period of time. That's what that
was. Yes. That's exactly it. Also, wow. This is also going back to Monday with Jermaine Wiggins, and we were talking about Devlin Hodges, the third string now starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who was an undrafted rookie out of Samford, but we had a little bit of difficulty with that.
No, that's...
Hold on. Speaking of difficulty.
Yeah, me.
I don't think it was the Samford that you're thinking about in Connecticut.
That's Stamford.
No, Stanford's in California.
No, Stanford... I'm saying Samford.
Samford. Yes, that's your thing about that in Connecticut.
No, that's
Stamford.
Stamford is in Connecticut.
Stan. Andrew Luck School. California.
That's Stanford. That's in Palo Alto.
There's a city called Stamford, which does not have a school.
That's
in Connecticut.
S-T-A-M.
Take the T out, and you have Samford.
Is
this
even
where this idiot went?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, somewhere
Alabama.
Dan.
Sam Ford, who of course Samford is Henry's brother.
No, you're thinking of Connecticut. No, I'm not. I know exactly what I was thinking of.
Who's on first?
Exactly.
Good.
It was a real Pan-Pam situation, but we got there at the end. Yes. We had to literally spell it out.
We surrounded it.
Fraud alert.
We got there.
Frog alert. Yep. It's fraud alert. We're saying the same thing.
Frog. Wiggy. And there you go, Dale. There's
Wiggy dominating the week in review. Lots of Diassi. Lots of everybody.
Almost.
Oh, God. Have a sad.
617-779-7937.
It's 5 days to the week, I'm just pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to highlight four of them.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Come on,
quick turnaround. You got to be really good in that 10 o'clock
work
hour.
Real hard here. Yeah. At 1:10, we'll bring you our conversation very early on in the program with Michael Irvin, who's live in London when we talk to him. We'll get back to the calls with you that are coming up next. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Why aren't I there?
Don't worry about hurting his feelings, yeah. Trey. He can take it. What would you say?
D-.
Ryan Izzo sucks. Matt LaCoste sucks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.